This week on the Radio Today programme, it's a special all about Bauer's new subscription services. So let's head to Golden Square.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creators of the Bionic Studio. Listening, watching, reacting to and learning from every spoken word, caller, tweet and SMS to unmix, unlock and understand your content. The Bionic Studio transforms everything about radio except the way you make it.
Welcome to the Radio Today programme on this special edition presented by myself, Anne Frankenstein. I'm the mid-morning presenter on Jazz FM. I also have a weekend show on Scala Radio. And today we're going to be finding out how Bauer Media Audio is reinventing radio. We're going to be hearing from Richard Dawkins, who's the COO at Bauer Media Audio. Ben Cooper, who's the Group Director for Content and Music at Bauer Radio UK, and Tobias Nielsen, who's the Director for Audio Plus. Hello, welcome everyone.
Hello, Anne.
So Bauer Media Audio has just launched a premium subscription online radio service across four stations, Scala Radio, Jazz FM, Planet Rock and Kerrang Radio. Richard, can you tell us more?
Yeah, so we're really excited to be launching online premium subscription services for Planet Rock, Kerrang, Jazz FM and Scala Radio, where it's all about extending and enriching the live radio experience. What's included? Well, these services give listeners access to live radio without any ad breaks 24/7. We're serving up lots of exclusive quality content, including on-demand shows such as documentaries, artist interviews and special programming. And we've also launched 20 brand new online spin-off stations for each brand. Now, subscribers will also be able to skip tracks up to 6 times per hour across all the premium stations, including the ad-free live version of Scala, Jazz FM, Planet Rock and Kerrang. The services are available via our apps and websites and supported smart speakers too. And you can sign up for a 7-day free trial to experience the new features, shows and stations. And then it's at £3.99 a month.
And Tobias, this started with you, I believe. Can you talk to me about how you came up with the idea?
Yeah, I would say we know that we have a large group of loyal and passionate radio and music fans across many of our radio stations. So we thought it would be interesting to offer them, give them a premium product as pretty well known in the media landscape. So during spring, we asked a lot of listeners what they would like to have included in the premium subscription. And that is how we ended up with the proposition that Richard just described with the uninterrupted ad-free version of their favorite radio brands, some additional radio stations and some special shows, and then including this interactive feature that allows people to skip songs also on the live stream.
I'm curious about that function. How does one skip a live track on live radio?
Yeah, it's a quite unique feature we have developed together with a company called RCS. And we have a special list of songs for every hour. So when you as a listener skip a song on the live stream, let's say on Jazz FM, then we'll play you another song instead of the one you chose to skip. Once the song you got instead has finished, then we'll send you back into the live stream at Jazz FM from the beginning of the last song that has been started on the live stream.
And of course, it has this other amazing feature, which is that it's ad free. I'm curious about this too, Richard. What does that mean in terms of our relationship with advertisers?
Well, we really value our relationships with all our advertisers. And there will be some very select commercial sponsorship opportunities in these services. They're a complementary add-on to radio designed to enhance the offering for our most passionate music superfans of these four stations. So it's not going to be for everyone, but we think they'll be really appealing to our most passionate listeners. And the stations, of course, will continue to air adverts on DAB and online for listeners without subscriptions. And of course, here at Bauer Media, we have a really broad portfolio from Absolute, Magic, Kiss, Hits Radio, Brand Network, Greatest Hits, etc. So we'll absolutely continue to offer advertisers the ability to reach 20 million listeners each week across broadcast and using digital audio through Octave Audio. and Bauer Media InStream.
And Richard, another one for you. Obviously, it's been a very strange 12 months across all industries. How do you feel the radio industry is right now, and what kind of effect has the past 12 months had on Bauer Media, and where do you see Bauer Media Audio now?
I mean, it goes without saying, you know, that the last year has obviously brought many challenges. Operationally, we had to move very fast to working from home to sustain our radio services and business operations. We had to think really carefully about our output and what our listeners really needed in the crisis. And we had to adapt and be creative in our commercial activities, given so many of our advertisers were facing unprecedented challenges themselves. And of course, there was the incredibly important human side, probably the most important side. You know, here at Bauer Media, we lost a treasured colleague to COVID in Sweden quite early in the crisis. And, you know, colleagues lost friends and relatives as well. It's been incredibly tough. And we've really had to support each other throughout. But I would say, you know, we've learned a lot about ourselves over the last year and what we can achieve. And we've really come together even better as agile teams. You know, we're very proud of what we've managed to do. You know, who'd have thought it possible that we could launch a service such as Octave Audio in partnership with News UK with everyone working from home? Or the way we brought our newly acquired stations into Bauer Radio here in the UK and extended the Greatest Hits radio brand.
Yeah. And obviously, you know, it's a creative industry. So I have a question that I'd like to put to all of you. Ben, let's bring you into this first. Where do you get your inspiration from?
I think anywhere and everywhere. Is the answer to that question. I remember working with a presenter who said that if you wanted to be on the air, you should be able to walk down the street and you should be able to get three or four ideas for your show that day. And I think it's the same with people in working the management side as well. You should be able to get ideas from everywhere and anywhere. You should be able to get them when you're sitting watching the TV and realizing that you're suddenly watching a subscription service, or that you're on your phone and how much time you're spending in certain different apps nowadays, or maybe with your children showing you how they're using technology. You should be getting those ideas and those inspiration from everywhere.
Tobias, how about you?
I mean, working on this project for the last 14 months, I had the big privilege of working with many different teams within Bauer. That is with content, digital product development, marketing, research, etc. I think it's giving me a lot of inspiration to work with so many talented, passionate people. And then also at night, sometimes I like to read books that some might find boring, but about digital business development and innovation and so.
And how about you, Richard? What inspires you?
It's hard to put one source to this, isn't it? Put your finger on exactly what inspires me. I think it's a whole range of different things, to be honest. But I was just thinking, you know, it's strange, isn't it? During this pandemic, we've all been working from home, so having less contact with our colleagues. But actually, in some ways, I feel more connected than ever before with them all. And I find them all an inspiration and really help me at the moment.
Lovely. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
Original music for this podcast was composed by
Nicasso. The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, working with the world's leading broadcasters and equipment suppliers to transform industry standard technologies and workflows.
Welcome back to the Radio Today programme. My name's Anne Frankenstein. I'm a presenter at Bauer Media for Scala Radio and Jazz FM. Today I'm chatting to Richard Dawkins, who is the COO at Bauer Media Audio, Ben Cooper, who is the Group Director for Content and Music at Bauer Radio UK, and Tobias Nielsen, who is the Director for Audio Plus, which is the subscription service which we're talking about today. So, Ben, over to you. You've previously talked about Bauer Media Audio wanting to reinvent radio. That's a lofty ambition. Can you tell us more about that?
Of course. I think, you know, today is about us disrupting ourselves. This is about Bauer saying that we want to do pioneering things in the world of audio. And that's what Audio Plus is all about. We have to adapt or die. It's very, very simple. And the radio industry is very good at doing this. You know, when television came along, that was supposed to kill off radio. When the Walkman came along, that was going to kill us off. Then MTV was going to do the same. The iPod was going to do the same. And the great thing about the radio industry, and the reason I love it so much, is that we are so adaptable to change. We can move very quickly. And I think today is exactly what I meant by that, reinventing radio.
And what about opportunities for growing audiences then? Obviously, the subscription model is rich in terms of opportunities there. But how do you see our audiences growing?
When I was growing up in Bromsgrove, listening to the radio underneath the duvet, you had to remember the frequencies. So, you know, Wyvern was on 102.8 FM, Hereford and Worcester was on 104, and Radio 1 was on, I think it was 97.9 FM. You don't need to do that now. You can walk into the kitchen and ask your smart speaker for your favourite radio station, and that gives you a level playing field. Any radio station now in the world, as long as you can remember it, is there at a quick request and a quick question to your smart speaker. So I think that combination of the smart speaker and an app like Audio Plus on your phone gives real opportunities. And we've seen huge increases in listening on phones and on smart speakers through lockdown. Okay, yes, we've obviously had a decrease in in-car listening, but we had huge numbers and increases in that smart speaker and app listening.
Mm. I think we've all felt that as well as presenters and throughout Bauer too, the sort of increased feeling of I just feel like radio is even more valued now than it seems to have ever been, which is a really nice place to be. What about the future of commercial radio then, Richard? What's the future for advertisers, do you think?
Well, I think commercial radio is offering advertisers more than it's ever done before. I mean, digital can be a big disruption for media businesses, but radio is really riding the wave of digital and thriving, you know, taking advantage of new opportunities. That's for advertisers and for listeners. In a more fragmented media landscape, commercial radio delivers huge reach for advertisers. And as a lot of research shows, getting your messages on radio and audio is incredibly effective. You know, innovation, we're ensuring our listeners continue to access their favourite radio stations on new devices like smart speakers. And of course, we're offering more and more content and services too. So we're excited about sustaining these levels of high reach into the future. What does that mean to advertisers? Well, you know, not only will commercial radio remain relevant through its scale, you know, we'll continue to offer this trusted environment and live connection between listeners and presenters. So important for commercial effectiveness, but also our digital audio services such as Octave Audio in the UK or Bauer Audio Stream that we launched recently in the Nordic countries, you know, they're offering advertisers data-led targeted solutions that can be delivered programmatically. So there's a lot of commercial innovation going on as well. And, you know, we think that commercial radio has a huge amount to offer advertisers, and as an industry, we're certainly leaning into these opportunities.
Obviously, there's a lot of creativity and a lot of ideas fizzing around with all three of you. So I'm curious to know, let's start with you, Tobias. What keeps you up at night?
I would say the opportunities and the challenges radio faces in the media audio landscape. I think gladly for me, when I wake up at night, it's mainly about having great ideas about the opportunities. But I think this is really exciting times with everything that's happening, the opportunities we have, and also now technically developing a service like Audio Plus and the Premium, which we never could only like 3 or 4 years ago.
Well, literally keeps me up at night is the fact that I keep playing Clash Royale on my phone.
And you could have said listening to the radio.
Well, I do that as well, but Clash Royale, you just thought, I'll just play another game. And it's, So I'm obsessed with it as just a game to play on the phone, but I'm also obsessed with the way that gaming works its economics, if you like. And it's the maths of gaming and those micropayments, that sort of just that little bit of money to get that extra weapon or to that get that extra character or that extra skin. And I can see it in Clash Royale that I play, but I can also see it with my son playing Fortnite. And that keeps me up at night because you're going, right, so how can the radio industry tap into that economy of micropayments?
I like this, and making it even more addictive has to be a good thing. Richard, how about you? What keeps you up at night?
Well, it's a great time for our industry, isn't it? So it's hard not to be buzzing. But I mean, to be honest, you know, there's lots of new competitors in the audio space, lots of new platforms.
So over the past few years, Richard, we've seen Bauer Media growing significantly. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So Bauer Media Audio, it's part of the Bauer Media Group. It has four business areas: publishing, audio, online comparison portals, and services for small and medium-sized enterprises. So at Bauer Media Audio, we're now present in 7 markets. That's the UK, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, Finland, Slovakia, and in Poland. And we recently announced that we've agreed to acquire Communicore Group in the Republic of Ireland, subject only to regulatory approval, which will mean that we'll then be present in 8 markets. We've been very busy growing our businesses. In the UK, you'll be familiar with the 4 radio groups that joined Bauer Media last year. We've since then added stations in Plymouth and Oldham. We've expanded the Greatest Hits radio network, and we've also been enhancing the Magic and Absolute radio portfolios too over recent years. We've been busy launching stations outside of the UK. Commercially, we've been launching lots of new products and services designed to make it even easier for advertisers to work with us. Octave Audio with News UK is an obvious highlight over the last 12 months. Just a couple of months ago, we launched Bauer Audio Stream. That's in Norway, Sweden, Finland and Denmark. And that offers advertisers the opportunity to target audiences digitally across Bauer and third-party digital audio inventory as well. And then, of course, we've just announced these 4 premium subscription services that we're adding to Planet Rock, Kerrang, Jazz FM and Scala Radio. So we're really excited about continuing to grow our business.
So a big topic on the agenda at the moment, very importantly, Bauer has publicly committed to more diversity and more inclusion, both on air and also within the teams. Richard, can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Success in business is all about team working, and you know, successful teams are ones that have a whole diverse range of people with different ideas, opinions, backgrounds, experiences, and you know, from that you get real creativity. You can perfect ideas, and I think when you're also working in an industry like ours, you know, those ideas need to resonate with all of our listeners. So you know, it's mission critical, really, that you know, our teams are diverse, that they're inclusive, and if we're not, then you know, we're not going to be producing the type of content or delivering the kind of services that are going to be enjoyed by our listeners and used by our advertisers.
And Ben, how about you? Can you talk to us about diversity in the business?
Well, Anne, it's essential that we look and sound like our audiences. We have to reflect not only what they are talking about, but also what they're feeling. And I think, you know, that has been a massive priority for Bauer and myself over the last few months.
And Ben, is there anything that's really brought diversity and inclusion to your attention in particular over the past few months?
I think the greatest thing that I've heard was that I was reminded about recently was the fact that Jordan and Perry are obviously part of diversity, and their performance on Britain's Got Talent. That reminded me of just, I think, how far we've come in the sense that the production of that show gave those presenters the confidence to talk openly and honestly about how they were feeling. And I think that is something that wouldn't have happened in the past. We'd have shied away from it. You know, radio is supposed to be upbeat and happy. And actually, no, being honest with your presenters and saying, no, we would like you to be able to express how you feel about certain really important issues that affect you and have affected you, I think means that you get a much better reality in your shows.
You may not know, on Saturday we performed with diversity on Britain's Got Talent, and our performance covered the events of this year, you know, and the important messages that need to be spoken about. It's something that's super, super close to our hearts, yeah. You know?
You know, like we won Britain's Got Talent 11 years ago, and never, ever to anything we've done have we had a response like this. Like normally it's always love, and of course you get some critique, like, but normally it's focused on the dance, mm-hmm. right? And this one, it was different. Like Pell said, it was really important, it was special to us, and you know, we're all about positivity and love, and we got so much positivity and love back from this one, but we also got, you know, bombarded with messages and articles, mm-hmm. and horrible stuff about all of us, about our families, about how even now diversity isn't diverse enough because there's only 5 white people in it. Like, man, it's like, I can't speak for anyone else, but it's sad. Like, it's sad. Genuinely, like, I feel anxious and worried saying something like Black Lives Matter when that's all we want, man. Like, it's just love and positivity. Like, no one's saying only Black Lives Matter, but I don't, like, as a son, as a dad, like, I look at Pell and I just want to, yeah, man. It's all positivity, it's all love, but let's keep it moving on.
So let's talk a little bit about lockdown. I'd like to hear a little bit about how each of you have experienced it. Tobias, can you talk to us first about your experience of lockdown? You mentioned earlier that you actually moved to the UK.
I moved to London on the 1st of March to work on this project. I went to the office for 3 weeks and then I've been working from home ever since. So I would say living with my wife in central London, we have had a lot of walks and bike riding, see the town in a new way, quite unique, but obviously also depressing without so many people. So so I would say working, walking and bike riding is like the main things I've done for the last year.
And Ben, you've had some big changes throughout lockdown as well. You actually joined the team while we were in lockdown.
No, it's been a strange experience. You know, everyone has been very welcoming and friendly, but it's all been on a laptop in my spare room. And that is very difficult. I don't know how tall anyone is. I don't know how good their trainer game is. You know, it's really odd not being able to meet up with people. And I found that quite difficult. The good thing, I think, though, is the fact, though, that at the touch of a button, I can be in Manchester, I could be in Scotland, I can be in Northern Ireland, I can be in Denmark. Gave a presentation to Denmark last week. And that all takes the same time as it does talking to my colleagues in London. So I think that there are pros and cons, but I do miss being in the office. I do miss that being around studios and the energy that you get from being around the red light going on and seeing that and seeing the presenters talking to people in the studios.
And Richard, obviously for you, in terms of your role, you're a little bit further removed from the day-to-day running of things and from the brands. How have you experienced lockdown? What's it been like for you?
Well, yes, normally I'd be based in London, but also flying around to our other operations across Europe. So it's been home working for me the whole time. I guess like many people, I've discovered a love of walking, perhaps also discovered a hate of walking at times, but netting out on a love of walking. But yeah, it's been a combination of home working, family time, a few TV box sets and lots of radio.
So I want to finish with a final, very important question for each of you. Bearing in mind that I present shows on Jazz FM and on Scala, which is your favourite Bauer radio station? Tobias, let's start with you. I have a suspicion I know where your bias lies.
Yeah, I have. I would say if I need to choose two, I would say Jazz FM, obviously, but also Absolute Radio.
Oh, Anne, this is one of those questions that could catch me out. I mean, I do listen to most of the Bauer stations. It just depends on my mood, really. But honestly, I'm probably listening most at the moment to Greatest Hits Radio just because it features music that I grew up with. But I do listen to Jazz FM and Scala Radio, particularly at the weekends.
And Ben, on to you. The pressure's on now. Can you pick a favourite Bauer station?
Well, this is a great question, isn't it? This is like asking a parent who's their favourite child. So thanks for this one. I'm going to say, though, that it is probably at the moment it's Simon Mayo on Greatest Hits Drive. Because I used to listen to Simon when I was growing up, and I remember even entering a competition called Bin It to Win It, which was you sent in your local commercial radio T-shirt to Radio 1 when he was on The Breakfast Show, and he would bin that T-shirt and send you a 1FM T-shirt in the post. So I sent in my Radio Wyvern T-shirt and got one back with his signature on it. So that's just me showing my anorakiness, but I'm just loving the fact that we've been able to get Simon onto Greatest Hits, onto Drive Time, where he's sounding fantastic.
Have you actually shown him the T-shirt or told him that story?
I haven't told him the story, but and I don't think I've still got that T-shirt. I've got loads of old radio paraphernalia, but I don't think I've still got that T-shirt.
Richard Dawkins, Ben Cooper, Tobias Nielsen, thank you so, so much for speaking with me today. Congratulations again on this really breakthrough new service. I can't wait to log in and start using it myself.
Thank you.
Thank you also to Nick Pitts, our producer today. Thank you to Kat Martin, My name's Anne Frankenstein. I'm going to hand you back over to Roy in the Radio Today HQ.
Thanks, Anne, and thank you to your guests as well here on the Radio Today programme. Just leaves me to say thank you very much for listening, and we'll hopefully see you again soon.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.
Original music for this podcast was composed by Macasso.